Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez Rants About Socialism and the End of the World. By Joel B. Polak on February 24, 2019. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, took to Instagram Live on Sunday evening from her kitchen in her Bronx apartment to rant about the Green New Deal, socialism, Senator Dianne Feinstein, DCA, and the end of the world. In a series of clips preserved on Twitter, the first-year representative blasted her critics and said the world only had one shot left to prevent total destruction. Ock ranted about plastic bags, "I wish they didn't exist," before pouring herself some wine. Socialist Ock mulls banning plastic bags, since she wishes they don't exist, and pours herself a glass of wine. pic.twitter.com/vcow0ufe4 Gaba Abierto, at Gaba Abierto Ball, February 25, 2019. As she peeled sweet potatoes, she offered a special hello to my haters, noting that she had received death threats, and complaining that people feel entitled to very private and personal information about me that they don't ask for from other people. Count how many times Socialist Atok says like in this 2-minute commentary where she shares that she has moved apartments due to death threats, and wanting a second bedroom. Recall, this is an elected official. pic.twitter.com/ffx2kalv Gaba Abierto, at Gaba Abierto Ball, February 25, 2019. The whole premise of the Green New Deal is that we're screwed on climate, she said. At this point, we don't even have to prove it, just walk outside in winter in a lot of places. And it's either way worse than you're used to, or way warmer than you're used to. Socialist Atok describes the hashtag Green New Deal and tells us if we don't pass it we're all screwed and all going to die. pic.twitter.com/mkl2ag3x6 Gaba Abierto, at Gaba Abierto Ball, February 25, 2019. She predicted that the planet would face disaster if we don't turn this ship around. Claimed there was a scientific consensus that the lives of children are going to be very difficult. And said that young people were wondering, as a result, is it okay to still have children? Ock also bashed Senator Feinstein, who was confronted by a group of children and their adult activist chaperones, about the Green New Deal last week. It was not good enough, she said, to tell people I've been working on this for X amount of years. She rejected watered-down proposals that are, frankly, going to kill us, an apparent reference to Feinstein's own climate change policies. Socialist Atok discusses how people should reconsider having children due to global warming, and reminds us that we are all going to literally die if the Green New Deal doesn't pass. She also takes some shots at Dianne Feinstein. Side note, she failed to compost her potatoes. pic.twitter.com/6cwhbtbqqb She scoffed at the idea that working on an issue for 30 years, alone, makes someone qualified to solve an issue. She said that people who had proposed more ambitious solutions had not been listened to. A carbon tax, she said, would not be enough to solve the problem. If you think that a carbon tax alone, and no other intervention, is going to fix climate change, you're part of the problem. We have one shot, she said, because people didn't try to solve the problem for decades before. And now people are dying, in the thousands, she claimed. Socialist Atok eviscerates at Sen Feinstein and calls her a political coward. This is wild. pic.twitter.com/cqqw7ibix Gaba Abierto, at Gaba Abierto Ball, February 25, 2019. She bashed climate delayers. Data talk on Instagram Live, we had time when I was born, but, TikTok, nothing got done. As the youngest member of Congress, I wish we didn't have 12 years. It's our lungs that are going to get choked with wildfire smoke. Climate delayers are the new climate deniers. Kate Aronoff, at Kate Aronoff, February 25, 2019. Ocasio-Cortez also defended her Green New Deal by noting that it isn't even a binding bill. She called opposition to the bill reprehensible, and claimed critics were funded by the fossil fuel industry. Data Talk tries to sell her hashtag Green New Deal by saying if it passes, nothing will even happen. That's how you know it's a steaming pile of manure. pic.twitter.com/6anaebmix Gaba Abierto, at Gaba Abierto Ball, February 25, 2019. In addition, AUC rejected the idea of evaluating the crisis in Venezuela as a problem with socialism. Instead, she said, it was kind of an issue of authoritarianism versus democracy. It would be just as illogical, she said, for people to point to Zimbabwe or other failed states that use capitalist frameworks as proof of the failure of capitalism. Zimbabwe's ruling party and its recently ousted dictator, Robert Mugabe, defined themselves as socialist. Socialist AUC discusses Venezuela. She says that it has nothing to do with socialism but rather is a failure of authoritarianism. She then bizarrely goes on an inane rant citing Zimbabwe as an example of failed capitalism. The poor potato she is cutting could be more coherent. pic.twitter.com/IQ8R6PCZS Gababierto, at Gababierto Ball, February 25, 2019. The original full Instagram video is not yet available online. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. He is also the co-author of How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution, which is available from Regnery. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.